This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N, N like November. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding William Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T. Date of birth, April 8th, 1937. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vanderhart with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and COPD. His last visit was June 2nd of this year. He's feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is up 3 pounds since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, no recent cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the diazide, 37.5/25 once a day. Also, low-dose aspirin on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, respiratory medication, Symbicort, Duoneb. Takes Tylenol for pain and Zocor for cholesterol management. Physical exam, weight, 221 pounds. Pulse is 88. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no wheezes, rails, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/25/25. Creatinine 2.19, that's slightly improved. The previous level was 2.38. Estimated GFR is 28. Calcium is 10.4, sodium 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin is 14.0, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, but no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today. Usually at home, the levels are lower, 130/140/80 at home, usually. And 3, COPD without current exacerbation. The patient will continue to get labs every 1 to 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.